8.
Item number 8 is from the Department of Administrative Service requesting approval of the recommended expenditures and revenues to be carried over from 2010 to 2011.
Supervisor Mayo.
Approval.
Supervisor Mayo moves approval. Ms. Bryant.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, as was stated, this is the report to move carryovers from 2010 to 2011. I'll be very brief. The expenditure authority that is being recommended to be moved over is about $5.7 million, with revenue of about $11.6 million. The majority of the operating carryovers being requested to move forward are for the housing area. There is a request in the resolution to reallocate expenditures and revenues for housing. In the past, we used to do an appropriation transfer to do that. For the last 4 years, we've kind of gotten away from that, and it's made it difficult in the caregiver process and also in budgeting. So we're asking to just, the budget is normally at the high level. This puts it at the detail level. It doesn't change the dollar amount. So we're asking for authority to do that. There is money that will be lapsed into the bottom line from capital. There's about $47,000 in cash and about $1.8 million in bonds. A portion of that is Build America bonds. I'm in the process of determining what the amount is. The Build America bonds have to be expended on projects, so we'll not be able to assist the county with this bottom line either in 2011 or the 2012 budget. There is one error that I wanted to correct. The second paragraph on page 2 talks about the dollar amount that's lapsing to the bottom line from operations. That number is actually $5,449,447.87.
What is that number again, ma'am?
$5,449,447.
$300,000.
And 87 cents. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo has moved approval. Any questions, Supervisor Smith?
The only quick question, thank you, Mr. Chairman, is this is the way the business is done, you know, with the housing, so we don't go through the same process again. What are we going to do in the future so we don't have this? And is this, yes, this money, is it just kind of the, on the average, I've seen over the past years, so it's just to be expected. Anything unusual that we should know about? I mean, there are, you know, 50 pages of this, but you're obviously on top and bond us, and it's in all sailors, if you can keep all this in mind, is any arbitrage then, that wonderful word we never like to hear, are we going to have any charges on that because of this then too this year? Is that just the price that we have a certain percentage, 1% we know we're going to not be able to get through, and we're going to have some arbitrage charges then?
Central accounting, thank actually, I met with the staff that's working on arbitrage, so we don't have any numbers that I'm aware of at this point in time. On the corporate purpose issue, actually it's true of also on the airport side, earnings rates are so low that you're not likely to have any arbitrage issues.
Okay.
We did, when we did a refunding on the airport issue, had to address some arbitrage with the debt service, the reserve that's created, and actually that was about $1 million off of $15 million. But other than that, I'm not aware of any other arbitrage issues.
Thank you. The other question I had, was a long question, sorry, but the first part was, is this, you know, these large monies and carryovers, is there any way to mitigate this? Is this the way it is? It's not anything unusual this year. Could you speak to that, too, please?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, on the operating side, it's pretty much standard operating procedure. Through the corrective action plan, there's the 8500s, which is your major maintenance accounts. For the most part, that's falling to the bottom line. The only items that aren't are the ones that I mentioned. And then there's a reserve for IT, for family care, airport, small amount that's performance contracting money that wouldn't fall to the bottom line. That's an A&E. On the capital side, the carryovers are larger because of the doubling up that occurred. So once that levels out, you'll probably be back to what we could refer to as normal numbers.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor Byrne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed that there's a $200,000 carryover over for O'Donnell Park, and that kind of brought up the broader question to me regarding the net savings. There's another one of lapsed appropriations of $400,000. Could you just briefly describe, given that the board sustained the county executive's veto, what capital savings we will get from that change and whether those are going to be applied to another project, because my understanding we already bonded for this, or we have not bonded for that yet.
Are you referring to an endowment number in the care of a report or just in general from the capital project that's
kind of both? it's in a couple places in here, and it was just confusing for me to understand it. In one of the earlier packets in here, there's a $200,000 carryover listing for O'Donnell, and then later on, under the schedule of expenditure appropriation, the revenue is not recommended for carryover. I think there's $400,000, so I'm just not clear.
Okay, can you, Mr. Chairman and supervisors, for O'Donnell, which I'm assuming you mean within the cross section, is a WP project? WP 187, okay, the $200,000 is there. Mm-hmm. That is, last year there was an appropriation transfer to do some inspections on O'Donnell. There's a total of $600,000. There's $200,000 remaining, so we're carrying that over. So that still would be applied to O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. And what would that be used for?
If there's someone from AME in here, I don't see it.
Why don't you come up to the desk and introduce yourself, please?
My name is Gary Dredd, Department of DPW with Architects and Engineers. I believe that it's finished paying off the facade inspections that we were doing on the facility at the time.
Okay. And then if it's not ready for today, if we can't really answer today without doing a little bit more back-checking, which is totally appropriate. I'm just trying to get a clear picture as to, now that the board has taken the action that they have, what's the net impact of that? Is there now bonding money that we bonded for O'Donnell Park that won't be used for O'Donnell Park because we're not doing the full fancier repairs? And if there is that addition, if that there is funds left over, is that truly savings for Milwaukee County's bottom line, or will the county be reusing those funds because they've already been bonded for another project somewhere else in county government?
Okay. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I'll try and answer it the best I can. The project is still ongoing, so I have no idea what the amount would be if there is an amount left over.
Okay.
But if there's an amount left over and it's bond proceeds, those are Build America bonds. You have to use them for another project. You cannot use them for the bottom line.
Okay, yeah, because that was my concern. I know we've talked about all this as net savings and we were saving taxpayer dollars, but I think the bottom line is we're not spending as much on that project as we intended to, but right. We'll spend it somewhere else. And I guess I would hope that if that occurs, that change obviously would have to come to this committee and... as far as what recommendations would be for the use of that, correct? Mm-hmm. If you're going to pull it out of O'Donnell, you'd have to come back to this committee anyway, correct?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I'm not privy to any discussions in terms of what's going on with O'Donnell. I can only speak to you in terms of what you can do with bond proceeds. If there is another use other than stated in the budget, yes, you would have to come back to the committee and subsequently to the board for authority to reallocate.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you. Any further questions? Okay, seeing none. Next item.
No, I'm sorry, we need to vote on the approval.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mayo did.
Mayo.
Supervisors to vote.
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
Motion approved, 5-0. Mm-hmm.